Good afternoon. High pressure is building in from southern Canada, and we are enjoying brilliant sunshine so far today. We'll continue with sunny skies during the course of the afternoon, and a northwest wind flow, which is scouring out all the clouds and humidity from the last couple of days. Temperatures will be cooler than yesterday and start to slide a bit below average for Friday afternoon, with high temperatures averaging in the lower to mid-60s. Another clear, seasonably cool night tonight, with most places in the lower 40s, though some upper 30s can be found, especially across the higher terrain for Saturday morning. As milder air starts to move in behind a high-pressure center on Saturday afternoon, some clouds will tend to mix in, and the wind will push in from the south. Temperatures will start to climb, and readings will reach into the middle and upper 60s for highs to start the weekend. An even stronger southerly breeze will kick in for the day on Sunday. We'll have a few more clouds out ahead of the next week cold front. And with mostly cloudy skies, we do run the risk of a shower on Sunday afternoon. By no means a washout, and the bigger story will be the warmer temperatures, as highs on Sunday will reach into the mid-70s. That cool front will pass through on Sunday night, leaving us back into the upper 60s and lower 70s on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds. From here, the bigger story will be the warmth as we get into the middle of next week. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will bulge in from the south. This will push temperatures into the unseasonably warm range with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. Then we'll await the next front, which is scheduled to arrive on Thursday, at least that's the way it looks now, with partly sunny skies and a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but highs out ahead of this front still in the upper 70s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, highly amplified flow across the country in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will keep a very active weather pattern heading into the weekend. Southwesterly flow aloft over the middle of the country will feature a series of embedded disturbances forecast to race from the Four Corners region toward the upper Midwest. These impulses are expected to traverse atop a potent frontal boundary and abundant moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. Widespread showers and thunderstorms will extend from West Texas northeastward across much of the eastern parts of Kansas and western Missouri into the Great Lakes. Within this area of active weather, the primary flash flood threat will exist mostly on Friday into Saturday morning. A moderate risk of flash flooding is in place over eastern Iowa into northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin, given heavy rainfall on top of soil which is saturated from prior rainfall events. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center is anticipating an organized threat for severe thunderstorms across sections of Kansas down into Oklahoma and Texas. Along the northern extent of the precipitation, temperatures will be cold enough to support snow. Based on the latest computer models, 4 to 6 inches of snow is possible over North Dakota, with lighter amounts into northern Minnesota. Farther west, Pacific systems traversing inland will spread modest snow amounts into the Tetons into southwestern Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny, near 60, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, breezy, highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 91, set in 1941, and the record low, 26, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:30 p.m., 11 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, cooler today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and cool today with highs in the mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, a bit cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and cool today with highs in the lower 60s. mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit milder, upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower Sunday, but mostly dry, warmer, mid 70s. A mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 70s Monday. And mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, unseasonably warm, upper 70s to around 80. And the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.